that we announced today that we arrested 18-year-old Romeo Williams for the assault on Mr. James Gifford. The assault took place around 6 a.m. on Saturday, September the 21st. Our victim, Mr. James Gifford, was at the 7-Eleven store located at South Ave and Valley Drive when Romeo Williams and a group of his friends entered the store around the same time. A short while later, after conducting his business, Mr. James Gifford exited the store and was walking across the parking lot when Romeo Williams attacked him for no apparent reason, clearly unprovoked. Mr. Gifford didn't have an opportunity to say anything to him or anyone else as he was walking across the parking lot. Romeo Williams lunged at him, striking him in the face so violently that it knocked him to the ground, rendering him unconscious. Romeo Williams then returned back into the store for a short period of time, and then he exited again, returned back to where Mr. Gifford lay unconscious on the ground, and proceeded to attack him for a second time, kicking him and striking him about the neck and head. Our victim, Mr. Gifford, was transported to University Hospital, where he currently is, and he's listed in critical condition. Our Criminal Investigation Division and other members of the Syracuse Police Department did an outstanding job with the help of our public and locating and identifying a suspect, Romeo Williams. Yesterday at about 5 p.m., Romeo Williams was located at his residence at 433 Chemung Street here in the city of Syracuse, where he was brought to CID for a short period of time. During this time, we consulted with our local prosecutor's office, and we decided that at this point he's going to be charged with assault in the second degree. These charges may change through grand jury proceedings and other evidence and information that we may discover during the course of our ongoing investigation.
So, Williams, did he act alone in this?
Okay. It appears at this point that Williams acted alone in assaulting Mr. Gifford.
So the victim was struck from behind or what have you?
He was struck from the front, but attack was random and so sudden that I'm certain that Mr. Gifford was caught off guard. He didn't expect for anything like that to happen to him.
And Mr. Gifford was just walking across the parking lot, or what?
Mr. Gifford was just walking across the parking lot. I'm assuming in the direction that he was traveling, he was likely heading back to his home.
My goodness. And then the suspect went into the store, you were saying, right?
Yes, the suspect went into the store after striking Mr. Gifford the first time. Then he exited the store and attacked him for a second time.
Oh, my goodness. Very troubling, you know, hearing this story and what have you, especially in an area that, you know, we think of the Valley section as a very much a neighborhood community, as we'd have different neighborhoods of the city. This sounds like it's taken a very personal note to you because you've seen this victim before, right?
That's correct. I've seen the victim before, and he's just a very gentle soul. And he, as I said before, he resides in that neighborhood. And I'm sure the people that own the 7-Eleven store appreciates him because he frequented that store and that was a part of his daily routine. And yeah, this is very troubling. However, the suspects did not reside in that neighborhood. They were there at the store.
Is there anything that the elderly can do to protect themselves better, do you feel?
Well, I think what we have to really ask ourselves, is there anything that we as a community can do to protect our elderly? When children and elderly people, all of us should be responsible for protecting them. The young people are new to this world. They can't protect themselves. Our elderly people are the people who have paved the way and who have done things in our community so that we can enjoy the fruits of their labor, and they should be protected. So when you ask, is there things that the elderly can do to protect themselves, I'm reluctant to answer that in any way. I say that there's things that we all should do to protect them.